This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelta. Five people are dead and close to 50 others injured when a man drove his SUV into a Christmas parade in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
A 39-year-old man is in jail facing intentional homicide charges after leaving the site of a domestic disturbance before police arrived and barreling into a parade underway Sunday in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And this from ABC 7 Chicago. Police Chief Dan Thompson says officers were not chasing Daryl Brooks Jr. despite his allegedly being involved in the dispute just minutes earlier.
There's no pursuit that led up to this incident. This is not a terrorist event.
Four of the five killed are women, 52 to 78 years old. The other, an 81-year-old man. Nearly half of the 48 people injured are children. Dr. Michael Meyer, head of pediatric intensive care at Wisconsin Children's Hospital in Milwaukee, says most of the nine in critical condition are also children.
We have six patients who we list in critical condition.
I'm Tim McGuire.
A committee investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitol insurrection has issued subpoenas to five more individuals. That includes former President Donald Trump's ally, Roger Stone, and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. The subpoenas include demands for documents and testimony from Stone and Jones, as well as three people accused of organizing and promoting the two rallies that preceded the deadly attack on the Capitol on January 6th. The committee has already interviewed more than 150 people across many sectors. Vaccinated, recovered, or dead. That comment coming from Germany's health minister on Monday after the current surge of COVID-19.